First time caller line. You're on the air with us. Hi there.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Where are you?
I'm in Murfreesboro, Tennessee.
Sure, yeah.
And my name's Mike, by the way. So
okay, Mike.
The reason I'm calling is ever since I'm 13, I'm 21 now, but I was given a gift to see within two worlds. What I mean by two worlds, I mean by as in the world we see in as people and then the spiritual realm as well. But I know that you're talking about demons, and I've seen all kinds. It's just a variation of everything.
You call this a gift, though, Mike, or is it something else for you?
It's what I have it for is a gift, but it's haunted me through my everyday life, just about. I didn't really accept it until about 2 years ago and understood why I have it.
Is it something you can turn on and off at will, or it's all the time?
It's nothing you can turn on and off. It's when they want you to see them, and more or less, you just see them nonstop. I see demons taunting people. I see people who have got demons on their backs, not literally on their backs, but just on them. And, you know, it's like a state of possession almost that they're in. Like one of your callers says, like a state of a zombie, you know?
Yeah. What do these demons look like, Michael?
The best way I can explain this is the worst one I've ever seen, like, through my own eyes, is one that, if you ever seen the movie Pumpkinhead, if you can imagine the size of him and just the nastiness of it and the crudeness of it, it's something like that. It's just evil, like, demonic, and it just almost tears you apart because it's so evil. And you can't even really put words to it. It's so strange and everything.
They know that you can see them?
Yes, they know it, and they take every advantage of it, too.
They taunt you, don't they?
Very much so. And before I called, you know, it's just a thing of protection for me is I had to pray because, I mean, demons, you know, they do carry ears, and they do hear everything we all say, you know, and... You know, a lot of your callers have called in general just trying to figure out how to get rid of these things. And with the last caller you had, the best suggestion I can give is, you know, she's in St. Louis, am I correct?
Yes.
Well, there's a healer, a spiritual healer, and I don't know him by name, but I know that he's out there in St. Louis, and he's really, really, really good. I've seen him do his work, but like I said, I've never met him. Personally, but
I gotta track him down.
It's, you know, he's in St. Louis, and you know he's a great guy. He's in one of the bigger churches out there. I can tell you that much.
Mike,
probably the largest church with the largest congregation.
How has this affected your personal life? I mean, you're 21 years old. You see demons, spirits. I mean, do you have a relationship? What do you do in your life? I mean, how does that affect you?
It's caused me to lose tons of sleep. Some of the people I used to consider as friends have literally called me crazy when I explained this gift or this thing that's happened to me. And one of them actually saw me actually kind of battle one out and, you know, saw things that she didn't really agree to see ever again and doesn't want anything to do with me. I've been kicked out of my church because they literally think I'm crazy, but there's very few, which my youth pastor at the time, he understands what I'm going through and knows of this gift that I have that's, you know, and it really does strain. Like, I can't sleep at night because of the fact I know what's going on outside of my house. I can hear them. I can hear the screeching screams of them. I mean, I've seen them more or less just appear out of nothing.
Do they ever attack you, Mike?
I've been attacked, yes.
They do attack you.
They have attacked me. I haven't been attacked in a very long time, and I hope that doesn't come back and bite me. But, you know, I've been attacked. I've actually, like I said, the girl that doesn't want anything to do with me, I've actually had one pick me up and throw me 15 feet across the yard.
Who did anybody see that, or were you just by yourself?
She saw it, and then she saw the hand marks, like where it grabbed me by my throat.
So once that happened, she didn't want anything to do with you?
Yeah, because she seriously thought I was part of something evil, and I was trying to explain to her that I'm not, and it's something that I can't help. I have.
Of course, can you blame her? She's with you, and she sees you go flying through the air. 15 feet. I can understand how she's a little, you know, uneasy about going out with you.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the tragedy of this. How often does this happen to you?
The attacks or seeing these?
The attacks or seeing them?
Seeing them, I see them every day in daylight and at nighttime. At nighttime, they're more or less hard to see. Like, at nighttime, if you ever take a light and shine it on an animal in its eyes, that's the only way. Like, you don't have to use a light, but that's how you see them at night. And during the daylight, you can just see them full force. And at sunset, that's when they look the worst. I've seen demons manifest that look to like they're people to me. And, you know, just the gruelest thing they do is when they reveal themselves to you, it makes me sick in my stomach. I mean, I've just gotten sick, just, you know, started vomiting profusely just because of what I saw. Like, they would seriously, like, grab by where their Adam's apple would be, shove their hand in there, and rip their face, like the skin of their face.
Just to torture you, I guess, huh?
It's like a tease. It's like saying, do you really want to mess with me kind of thing. And I'm a devoted Christian. I go to a new church now, and from the church that I went since I was a young kid, you know, misled in life. And
does this church accept you?
They accept me, and the pastor, you know, like I said, he understands everything that I'm going through, and his best advice is just you have to fight back with them.
Hey, Mike, how many demons are out there at any given time? I mean, a handful of them or thousands? How many?
More of an honest answer, there's probably tens of thousands out there at the moment.
Tens of everywhere, just constant.
Just everywhere. Like, right now, like, if you were sitting where I was sitting outside my house right now, you would hear dead silence. To me, in the distance.
Right. I wouldn't see them at all, I don't think.
You couldn't even hear them. Like, you have to almost be, like, calm in the state of mind. Like, you could almost hear a pin drop.
What do they sound like to you right now?
Huh?
What do they sound like?
Just screeches like nails on a chalkboard and...
Like, constantly?
Not constantly. Like, it's in phases. Like, you can tell it's in the distance, and you can hear, like, the growling screams. Like, you can just imagine, like, you know, like this evil metal stuff, like, musically that you hear, and you hear the vocals, like, just like, you know what I'm saying? That's how, like, they almost talk, and that's how a lot of people will hear them, as they'll hear them as that screaming growl.
Do you wish you didn't have this ability?
When I was younger, I wish I didn't, but now I'm glad I do have it because with this, I found out what it does for me and how it's approved within the Christianity and, you know, within my church and how I use this gift against them.
I was going to say, how can you use this, Mike, to help people?
How I use this is basically, you know, if I see a demon, for instance, like tonight, I saw one, and it was taunting my best friend in the whole world. Like, I love this guy to death. He's been there, and he understands what I've gone through and what it's done to me physically and mentally. And, you know, I told him, I was just like, you got to listen to me close. I need you to take 3 steps to the left and then walk and then stop. And he did the same thing. And then as we go by, this kid on a crotch rocket just comes wailing down the road. And if he wouldn't have moved from the road into the grass, that crotch rocket would have hit him. And it was, you know, it freaked both of us out. Like, we're sitting there. He's just like, how did you know that? I'm just like, if I told you and you really could understand what I hear, you would probably, like, shoot yourself mentally, like, physically.
Yeah, he couldn't handle it.